Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Wilma.
I'm Jason Thompson.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
Oh, shit. Okay, there goes.
I did have another one, if it's just me and you, where I want to find an app that finds loopholes for everything.
Like a schemer app?
Yeah. Like if you want a free meal, you might have to do this, and it might lead you to jail. But, hey, that's all right, because we got another loophole that can get you out of jail. They'll find a loophole for it.
I'm trying. So it would, like, so you're going about your day.
Yeah.
And it would just pop up notifications, like a devil in your ear.
Yeah.
Like, if you go here, you can grab this and run away, and they won't catch you. Or
let's say if you got, like, pulled over, it might give you, you know, a way to say, hey, you know, I noticed that you're improper pulling me over. You know, you didn't have a substantial, or, you know, whatever. So it's just going to come up with notice that, yeah.
If you lie and say that you're 65 years old, you'll get 20% off on this website.
Yeah, all you got to do is tell your kids, say you're 11, and you get free meals and stuff like that. But I don't know how ethical that is. But if it's a technical loophole, I think it should be right. You'd be, hey, of course, then all the loopholes start to get filled. But for a while there, I think it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, this is like another AI thing. I just have to be aware of everything you're doing and, like,
yeah. I got the AI thing. Like, I have worked for City of Grand Rapids, but I had a CDL and I got random drug testing. And then, so I popped dirty having THC. This was in 2004 before it was even legal here. And I'm like, well, I need this for Crohn's disease. I really do. I need marijuana to help me eat and for pain and all this stuff. So I had to find a way, a loophole for me to still continue my job, but also have a CDL where I can then have THC in my system legally. And I took a while, but yeah, I found there's the Marinol, the drug. It has federally approved THC in it, but I had to go out to California and find this particular doctor that's, you know, going to prescribe it for me. And so, yeah, it was like a little, like a goose hunt for finding this loophole, which then I brought it back to my city and they couldn't fire me. And
well, that almost sounds legit. Like, it's, I wouldn't even know if I would call that a loophole. It's like,
well, they did finally close that loophole because then now they're not allowing people to have this Marinol. And so, yeah, they're going to be testing for all different stuff. But yeah, at that point, that was another thing too. Before I peed dirty, I used to have a loophole where I could put like bleach on my finger, just a little bit. I mean, it would dry up even. So then I'd just act like I'm washing my hands, but then I'd pee in a cup and then just put my bleach finger into that pee.
Does that work?
And then it was like nullifying it out. So they, you know, had to pass you. But then eventually they fixed that loophole where they're going to test for everything that should not be in there besides what could be in a human body.
Oh, it just caused the test to be inconclusive, and they couldn't fire you for that. Okay, then, I see.
Then they start testing if it's, you know, anything, like, whatever.
So part of your app would be keeping up with the latest schemes and, like, making sure you don't do something that they've caught on.
Yeah, yeah.
That would no longer work.
Yeah, yeah. The loophole finder. That was my other one.
The loophole finder with periodic updates to make sure you don't use a closed loophole.
You can get information from, you know, like people that, you know, how you go, you always hear, like, well, I didn't go to jail, but you always hear people that if they go to jail, they actually find out how to beat the system even better, and they become better criminals.
How to sneak stuff in.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that.
Prison too, yeah. One of the first ideas on the podcast, like way back in like 2017 or whenever I started this, mm-hmm. A couple of years after I did comedy, they call it the Enabler app, and it's similar to your loophole app,
okay.
But it's not exactly the same, but it was like, okay, you want to get a prostitute, or you want to cheat on your wife,
yeah.
Or buy drugs or something, like it's going to help you. It's going to enable you to do like bad things, like almost like a, not like a pimp, but like they'll tell you where to go and who to talk to and like to enable you to do shady things. So I guess you could consider the enabling as part of the loophole app, or like combine it together. Like,
well, hopefully the loophole app will have a designation though, where if there's not a loophole, it won't give you one. So
I guess the enabler app helps you get the prostitute. The loophole app is if the police catch you in the hotel room with the prostitute.
Yeah.
Or your wife. One's before, one's after.
Yeah.
I like that, the loophole app.
Thought I at least like the name of that, loophole finder.
Maybe it could even like you weren't even planning on doing anything that needed the loophole. Mm-hmm. Like you were just going about your day, and it's like, psst, alert, you can do this.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's do that.
Yeah.
But then it could be like, okay, you're doing a thing. I'm doing my taxes. I'm trying to fill out a medical form for something. Then it'll help you find loopholes. I'm ordering groceries and I want to save money.
I think it'd be very good for taxes because, I mean, the rich and all that, they just know every loophole. So, we wouldn't need tax preparers or anything like that. You just have this loophole thing that help you do your taxes.
Yeah, I always wondered, like, for the loopholes, it's like, so you have I have a 401k,
mm-hmm.
and, like, my income is, like, really low this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so you do get taxed, penalized for the taking money out of the 401k before you're old.
Yeah.
But it's like, I wouldn't be getting taxed as income because I'm below, like, whatever the $25,000, $30,000 it is before they start, at least federally, before they start taxing you.
Yeah.
Federally. So it's like, would it make sense to could I pull money out of the 401k and eat the penalty?
Yeah.
But then not get taxed on it because my income is low.
Yeah. Tell you exactly how much to take out, you know?
Or could I pull out that, like, would I have to pay medical insurance for the next 6 months medical insurance, or like my, I think I paid $300 a month, $350 for medical insurance or something.
Yeah.
Could I just pull that out of my 401k to pay medical insurance and not get penalized or something? So that just saves a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to see if there's some loopholes on pulling my retirement money out without penalty.
Yeah.
That's what I would want to use it for.
Yeah, a lot of people will probably lose jobs because that's what I feel a lot of people's jobs are, finding these loopholes. So,
oh, yeah. Like the question mark guy. You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That was a long time ago, them commercials, late night.
I think that, I don't know if that guy's still alive, but I think the books, I think they make them like yearly or something. Like, I think they still do that.
I want to say I've seen some documentary talking about him and all that.
Yeah, I saw that, like a Vice documentary.
Yeah.
And his kids. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very unique, unique person. He was the actual guy, the guy with the question mark suit. It mm-hmm. was his business. He wasn't just a spokesman. It was his actual thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Question
mark. I like it when the actual person is like, that's the one you see, like, and it almost warmed my heart to find out that the Nigerian prince scams were actual Nigerians. At least the money's going to like Nigeria and not to like some Russian dude or something.
Albania. Yeah.
So I like that the question mark guy actually made money if you bought one of those books.
Yeah.
He wasn't just some shill that they paid to put in his goofy suit.
Heck yeah.
Any shows you want to plug?
I'm doing Bahala the 11th. I'm doing something in Muskegon. It's supposed to be 20 minutes. First time trying to do 20 minutes. You got to do 20 minutes. and can't leave. Otherwise, they're going to hit you with baseball bats or whipball bats, I'm told.
Oh, is that the one with Ricarlo?
Yep.
That's such a stupid idea. I'm going to leave that in.
Yeah.
So it seems like this weird toxic thing where he wants to like hurt young comics.
Yeah.
Who are arrogant.
Start off where the announcement was, if you think it's so easy to be in a feature or something like that and you want to test it out, okay, sign up if you're a new comic and we'll get you on. You're going to do 20 minutes. I said I was actually only interested because I seen it was 11-11. I'm always with numbers. So I thought, oh, maybe it's a sign that I should do this. So I just signed up. Hey, yeah, I'll do it. And then before I know it, he's emailing. All right, here it is.
Here's how I predict it's going to happen. What he seems to think is that people are going to run out of material.
Yeah.
People like you, young comics.
Yeah.
Or new comics.
Yeah.
They're going to run out of material. They're going to want to leave the stage, and he's going to embarrass them.
Or hit them with bats, yeah.
Hit them with wiffle bats or whatever to force them back on the stage. So here's what's going to happen. Nobody's going to try to leave the stage early. So you're going to have the worst show ever. You're going to have comics who aren't ready to do 20 minutes, one after the other.
Yeah, I'm predicted everyone else is going to do all right except me.
I didn't mean to assault you by saying it'd be the worst show ever, but I could see.
I am admitting that is correct. It probably will be, but you're correct. I'm not leaving, so I'll just stand up and just keep saying shit. That's all I'm going to do.
But I mean, I can see as a comic wanting to do it because you get a chance to try more time that you've never done before. In fact, I think I've only done one ever 20-minute set.
Yeah.
Like even when I emceed at the comedy club, they gave me like 10. I haven't done a lot of showcases. So Ricardo's show.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being someone in the general public who wants to go see a comedy show? You're seeing people who one after the other do 20 minutes. None of them are, you might get a diamond in the rough who has good set all the way through.
Yeah.
But probably not because you're all new comics. So it's like you're designing a show to punish the audience. And the whole gimmick of the show is never going to work because nobody's going to leave the stage before 20 minutes is up. So what is the point of this thing?
Make featured people look more respectable, I guess, that this is a hard thing for them. What they're doing is hard. So not anybody can do it. And then just letting us people, like normal 5 minutes, that's what we only should get. We should never even think about doing more than that because look at you, you can't do shit. I think, he's probably been hearing people always going, hey, look, you don't get me on, let me do a feature. Oh, yeah, I can do it, I can do that, I can do that. And he's like, all right, motherfuckers, here, makes a post and says, whoever thinks they can do it, come on, sign up. And I was just one that was picked that said it, but I'm not going, oh, yeah, I can definitely, that's.
I've always been that guy. Oh, I can do 20 minutes. I could do a half hour if they give me a half hour. But I'm a writer. I'm a horrible performer, but a good writer. So I think I really could do a good 30 minutes.
I think it's just, like, just remember, really.
Yeah, I would have to take me two months to memorize 30 minutes of one-liners. What day is that again? You said the day, right?
Yeah, 11-11, so this Saturday at 8 in Muskegon.
Cool.
Yeah, then the 29th is that Little Darlings.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
All right.
Good luck on the 20-minute show. I definitely want to hear how that went.
What are you doing? What do you got going up?
Oh, on club on Sunday in Ypsilanti. I'm doing the strip club thing on the 15th. Adesanya on the 16th. I'm doing a string of Grand Rapids shows, 2021-22. It'd be Garage Bar on Monday, Tip Top on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'm doing the Kalamazoo Final Gravity.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.